We're up to Siman Tov Kuf Tzadi Gimel in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. We'll be doing just that. Sif Aleph, Brachas Shal Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippur Ma'akev Zo Zo. The Brachas in davening of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are Ma'akev one the other. Shem Eni Yodea Kulam Lo Yomer Mashi Yodea Mehem El Lo Yomer Kulum. That unless someone knows all of the Brachas, he shouldn't say any of them. What is he referring to? This is referring to the Brachas of Musaf of Shmoneh Esrei. This is Rosh Hashanah. How about Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is referring to Yom Kippur of Yovel, where we also daven Malchi, Zichronus, and Shofris. So the halachi is that you're not Yotza unless you say all of them. If you know only one bracha, you're better off not saying them all together than saying that one bracha. From here it's mashma that during the year, if you only know part of Shmoneh Esrei, you should say that too. The Mishnah Brewer brings those who ask the kasha that all of Shmoneh Esrei is ma'akiv. And his teretz is that you're not Yotza Shmoneh Esrei by saying just the brachas you know. You're Yotza on mitzvah d'orais of talking to Hashem. Whereas on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur of Yovel, the Musaf Davka has to be Malchi, Zichronus, and Shofris, and other than that, you're better off not davening altogether. In the case of somebody that only knows a bracha in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and he wants to be Mekayim Tefillah, it's best that he says it Smucha L'Chavrta, that he says an Asher Yotza first, or a Bracha Achrona, because all the brachas in Shmoneh Esrei don't start with Baruch, because they're all falling back on the first bracha. They're all samuch to the first bracha. But if you don't know the first bracha, and you're saying whatever bracha you do know, then you have to make sure to start off with a bracha to make it smucha l'chavrta. Siv beis, v'chein tkiyas ma'ak v'zo'azo. The tkiyas are ma'akiv one the other. V'hani mili sheni yodea ela miktsas asimin shelo yaso sa miktsas sheyodea. That's only if he knows only part of the simin, he shouldn't do that part of it. Aval tashrat ashat tarat, Ein ma'akvin zeze. The different storm themselves are not ma'akiv on one or the other. Vim yodea lasas echad me'mo shnayim osa. Whatever he knows to do, that's what he should be doing. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says the reason for this is because midaraisa, the mitzvah is to blow tkiyash, or truah, tkiyah three times. That means nine kolas. We're just mistopic if it is Shvarm Terua, or if it's Shvarm, or if it's Trua. So we do all three. So if somebody knows to do Tkiyah, Shvarm, Trua, Tkiyah, let him do that. He knows to do Tkiyah, Shvarm, Tkiyah, he can do that. Whereas if he doesn't know how to do one complete one, he couldn't. The Bir Halacha does point out that if he only knows Tkiyah, Shvarm, Trua, Tkiyah, for example, or only knows Tkiyah, Trua, Tkiyah, only knows Tkiyah, Shvarm, Tkiyah, he could not make a bracha. Because since we're mistopic, which is the right one, unless you're ready to do all of them, you can't make a bracha. Says the Rama, Avala brachis ein ma'akvin hatkiyas. If somebody knows how to blow but doesn't know the brachis of Shmoneh Esrei, he can still blow. V'chein hatkiyas ein ma'akvin ha'brachas. Fezim shidei yaseh. Whatever he knows he should do, and whatever not, so he doesn't. V'chein sidron ein ma'akiv. Also the Seder. V'im hispal kodem shetaka yotza. So the Mishnah Berurah learns that this v'im hispal is not a v'im as and, but it means to say she'im, meaning the Seder is ma'akev. What do we mean the Seder is ma'akev? The Seder of brachas is ma'akev. The Seder of tkiyah before bracha, or bracha before tkiyah, that is not ma'akev. So halacha l'maisa, if somebody davens and only hears the tkiyas later, even though l'chatchila you should hear them before you daven, but the eved is going to be yotza anyway.